This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw flags off new passenger train service connecting Sairang and Silchar. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma announces Judicial Inquiry Commission to investigate the tragic mining incident in East Jayantia Hills district. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh assures safety of people belonging to Kukizo community who visit Imphal, including medical treatment. Indian Army launches Mission Krishivir to strengthen farm-to-force linkage in East Siang district of Arunachal Pradesh. The news in detail. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday flagged off a new passenger train service connecting Sairang and Silchar. On the occasion, he also inaugurated the blended hospitality service at Guwahati Railway Station. The newly introduced train will operate 5 days a week, improving rail connectivity between Mizoram and Assam. The passenger train will leave Silchar at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. From Sairang, the train will leave at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday. Addressing the inauguration program, Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma said that infrastructure development in Mizoram and the northeastern region has gained significant momentum under the Act East policy. He stated that development is visible across sectors and no state or region is being left behind in the journey towards building a Viksit Bharat. In Meghalaya, a Judicial Inquiry Commission under the Commission of Inquiry Act will be constituted to investigate into tragic mining incident. This was announced by the Chief Minister. The incident occurred at Minsngat Thangsko area in East Jayantia Hills district on the 5th of this month and has claimed 28 lives and 8 others were injured. The Meghalaya government has been actively coordinating the relief, rescue and follow-up measures. Assam Congress President and Deputy Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Gaurav Gogoi, yesterday refuted as baseless, frivolous and bogus regarding Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma's claims linking him to Pakistan. Addressing a press conference in Guwahati, Gogoi said his wife had visited Pakistan in 2013 for work-related purposes, accompanied by him on the 10-day trip, and he was never questioned for it. Gogoi said if it is related to national security, why the chief minister was sitting on the SIT report for 6 months, because it had no evidence. He informed that the SIT submitted the report without visiting him or asking him any question. He alleged that the chief minister raised this bogus issue to divert the attention of the public from the alleged 12,000 bigha land related to the chief minister's family just before the assembly elections. Gogoi also slammed Sharma for dragging his minor children in the SIT report. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh yesterday stated that the state government would take the responsibility for the safety of the people belonging to the Kukizo community who visit Imphal, including medical treatment. The statement was made during the flagging off program of the project strengthening of existing pavement of National Highway 137A Imphal Kakching Lamkai section at Langthabal Lepmakha Leikai in Imphal West. The project was sanctioned by the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. On the airlifting of MLA Vungza Gin Valte from Bir Tikendrajit International Airport to New Delhi for medical treatment, the Chief Minister extended his best wishes for speedy recovery of the MLA. Regarding the project, Khemchand instructed the contractors to maintain quality of work and timely completion of the project. Contractors have assured to complete it by April end. In Nagaland, Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change and External Affairs, Krithivardhan Singh, yesterday said that India is witnessing consistent economic growth due to good governance, digital reforms and enhanced accountability under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Addressing a press conference at BJP head office in Kohima, Singh attributed this to improved efficiency in governance, increased use of information technology and stronger institutional accountability across ministries and departments. On the Union Budget 2026-27, Singh termed it as a long-term roadmap aligned with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, with a strong focus on skilling, entrepreneurship and inclusive growth. He added that the Northeast holds vast potential in tourism, ecotourism, agroforestry and organic farming. The Indian Army yesterday launched Mission Krishivir to strengthen farm-to-force linkage in East Siang district of Arunachal Pradesh. Defence spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Mahendra Rawat said the Spearhead Division of the Spear Corps launched the initiative at Sigar Military Station in East Siang District in collaboration with the Army Service Corps. The initiative establishes a structured farm-to-force supply chain by directly linking local farmers with army units deployed in the region. The defense spokesman said that the project aims to ensure the supply of fresh and quality agricultural produce to the troops while simultaneously enhancing income opportunities for farmers in Arunachal Pradesh. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shahai yesterday said that education is essential for holistic development and quality education alone can be considered true education. He was speaking at the inaugural session of a three-day review and planning workshop of the School Leadership Academies of the Northeastern States, jointly organized by the National Center for School Leadership and National Institute of Educational Planning and Administration at Pragya Bhavan in Agartala. The Chief Minister said that to ensure teaching keeps pace with technological advancements, teachers must remain regularly updated. He further said that the future of the country and the state depends on students and the youth, adding that without properly educating them, human resource development is not possible. Showcasing the spirit of youth, sportsmanship and national unity, Unity Utsav 2.0 commenced yesterday at Delhi Cantonment with more than 1,000 students from the northeastern states currently pursuing their education in Delhi participating in this grand multi-sport celebration. Organized under the aegis of the Assam Rifles, the event marks the second consecutive edition of this unique sporting initiative. Unity Utsav 2.0 provides a dynamic and empowering platform for youth from the Northeast to showcase their sporting talent, competitive spirit and teamwork across multiple disciplines, football, volleyball, table tennis, badminton and basketball, with matches being conducted for both men and women. Beyond sports, Unity Utsav 2.0 stands as a symbol of integration, cultural bonding and national unity. Madhya Pradesh Governor Mangubhai C. Patel and Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chawna Main, arrived in Colombo yesterday, where they offered their respects at the holy Devni Mori Relics Exposition at Gangaramaya Temple. The high-profile delegation is set to escort the sacred Devni Mori Relics back to India following their maiden international exposition in Sri Lanka on Wednesday. Discovered in Devni Mori in Gujarat's Aravali district, the relics of Lord Buddha have drawn thousands of devotees to the temple since their arrival. A review meeting on the progress of PM Janman project and other schemes was held yesterday at the State Secretariat, presided over by the Tripura Minister for Minority Welfare, Shuklacharan Noatia. The meeting discussed safe housing, clean drinking water, sanitation, education, health and nutrition, as well as improved road and telecommunication connectivity and sustainable livelihoods for PVTG families and their settlements. The minister stated that the PM Janman project is making rapid progress in Tripura with a particular focus on improving infrastructure for vulnerable tribal groups. And Arunachal Pradesh Education Minister Pasang Dorji Sona flagged off the 14th Dalai Lama Heritage Trail as part of the 5th edition of Eagle Nest Bird Festival at Kaminbari in West Kameng District yesterday. The trail holds deep historical and spiritual significance as it follows the route through which the Dalai Lama entered India in 1959. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.